Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Vanishing Gold. The economic aftermath of the Civil War was turbulence and destruction. Urgently needed was the rebuilding of cities and farms which had succumbed to fire and gunpowder. And so it was that propitious discovery of gold in Nevada at this time proved to be a great boon to our beleaguered government. However, there arose sinister forces whose intent was the prevention of the attempted bond to unify the sections of our struggling nation. Our story opens several miles east of Fort Churchill. A troop of heavily armed cavalry swiftly pursues and surrounds the famed Cisco Kid and his companion, Pancho.
Into that woods, Pancho. We may be able to elude them.
Why those soldados chase us, Cisco?
I wish I knew.
Those bullets come close.
Hey, they mean business.
Oh, look, Cisco, more soldados. We surrounded.
Oh, they have a ho-ho.
Ho-ho, now.
Now we are trapped. No chance to escape.
Hey, now, huh? Cease fire. Remain alert. Don't let the prisoners escape. Taking us a long time to catch up with the Cisco Kid.
Who there?
But we finally got him, Major Grayson.
You're certain this is the Cisco Kid, Captain Cummings?
I am the Cisco Kid. I do not deny it.
It's him, Major Grayson. I've seen him in Virginia City.
Why you chase us? What do we do?
And at the same time, you might as well tell us why the Army issued these wanted posters for us.
All for one and the same reason, Cisco. General Wallace recommends you highly for the job that has to be done. He seemed positive you'd agree.
Well, then we not...
Lower the tone of your voice, Pancho. The Major does not want this conversation overheard.
That's right, Cisco, thank you. Both Captain Cummings and myself are attached to Army Secret Service.
Major Grayson and I felt that by branding you as a wanted man, it might make the job ahead easier.
What job, senores? Now that I understand, you can be assured General Wallace is right. I will do what you ask.
Well, then only time the cavalry chase us and the wanted posters, they're not for real, huh?
No, Pancho. We use that method because we're aware the opposition has an extremely well-organized spy system.
Have you heard that gold has been disappearing from the government smelter in Virginia City?
See, Major Grayson?
We know it's being smuggled out of the country. The government needs that gold desperately.
We think the fact that you're wanted will give you the entree to the smugglers.
The accusation that Pancho and I hijacked a shipment of Army gold?
Right. Captain Cummings will actually supply such a shipment to you. You'll be able to use it to make contact with the smugglers.
I'll meet you 1 week from tonight at the lower swell of the Carson River.
I know the place. Pancho and I will be there.
Now we've got to arrange an escape for you, Cisco.
Leave it to me. Detail! Assemble on Sergeant Whittaker and prepare to escort the prisoners back to the fort.
Mount up, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Good luck, Cisco. I know we can depend on you. General Wallace's recommendation was a good one.
Gracias, Major Grayson. We'll try to live up to it. we get away from your soldados.
I'll see that you do. You can contact me in Virginia City. I'm stationed there.
Hasta luego.
Come on, Diablo. Come on, Diablo.
No, no, the prisoners! They're escaping! After them!
Faster, Diablo! Ha, ha!
Faster, Loco! Hi, ha!
Duration. The fire in that forge is too hot for me, Bragg.
Yeah, ain't hot enough, Hawk. Not to melt them gold bars fast. Hey, where's them bellows go? Yeah, now.
I don't know how you stand it.
Being a blacksmith all them years, good training for me. Hey, it is hot. Sweating like a hog. Never figured this kind of work could pay so good, though.
Well, the boss is getting the real big money. Next shipment we make, I'm asking for more.
Yeah, he might cut us out altogether. After all, he gets us the gold and gets rid of the stuff we make.
Him and his black mask. We don't even know who he is. We're taking all the risk. It's worth more.
Yeah, not quite all the risk. Are you forgetting about the gal?
No, I ain't forgetting about the gal. What Mary Corning don't know won't hurt her.
She still thinks she's freighting farm implements, eh?
As long as we keep turning them out to look like farm implements, that's what she'll think they are. Come on, Bragg.
Yeah.
Let's get busy and finish pouring the gold into them molds. The shipping won't be ready when she comes for it.
Yeah. Well, I made a new mold, Hawk. Here, look here.
Yeah. What is it?
After the gold poured into it, you'll see.
Sure is big.
Yeah, that's why I made it. So it'll use more gold at a single pouring than a hoe or a shovel does.
That gold hot enough to be pouring?
Yeah, yeah, she is. And here goes.
Yeah, just like water. Worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot better than owning a gold mine. Yeah, there. You know, I reckon you're going to like this, Hawk. As soon as it cools off, I'll open up the mold.
Oh! Oh, there!
Hey. There's Mary now.
Yeah. Now get outside and keep her company till this thing cools off. I can put a coat of black paint on it.
What in blazes is that thing, Bragg?
When I'm finished, it'll look like a plow.
It'll sure be heavy to load.
Now, don't worry. I can handle it. You tend to handle it, Mary. Oh, Hawk. Wait a minute. You know, you're sweet on that gal. I want to know what happens if she gets wise to what's going on.
What else? I reckon I'll just naturally have to kill her.
Madre mía, Pancho and I know there's so much money in all the whole world, Cisco. How much did that Capitan Cummings say there is in his wagon?
$20,000 in gold bars, Pancho.
Caramba! Oh, what if the bandidos try to steal it from us?
They will have to kill me to get it.
Well, then what Pancho afraid of?
Breaking up this ring of smugglers must mean a great deal to the army, or they would not risk this much gold.
Well, they able to get more gold. We not able to get more lives.
Hey, look, Pancho. That hombre up ahead is having trouble with the load of freight on his wagon.
Well, that got to be some load if that four-horse hitch not able to pull it out of the mud.
Come on, Blaze. Yep, Thunder. Lean into those tires. Yep, come on.
Yeah, bravo, del norte. That's not a senor, it's a senorita trying to drive that freight wagon.
You'll never get those caballos to pull that load free of the mud the way she is going at it.
Steady, Blaze. Oh, now, ease up.
Oh, caballos, oh. Buenos dias, senorita.
Now, hola, senorita. We see you got the troubles.
Perhaps we can help you, senorita.
Oh, your horses is never be able to pull a wagon out of the mud that way.
I'm about to agree with you. Seem to be getting stuck deeper all the time.
First, let us have a look at those rear wheels.
Well, how would happen a pretty senorita like you driving a freight wagon?
Pancho.
Oh, that's all right. Always surprises people. I inherited the outfit from my dad.
I do not think we will have to unhitch the team from your wagon. Diablo! Ake!
Here, loco, come to Pancho.
Why, your saddle horses weren't even tied.
Diablo follows better without being tied, senorita.
In loco, you follow anywhere Diablo go.
Pancho and I will drop a loop onto your wagon, senorita. Whip up your team And with the help of our horses, you'll be free of that bog.
Oh, I certainly appreciate this.
Work from the other side of the wagon, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come.
Si, Cisco. Go, loco.
Ready with your rope, Pancho?
Si, Cisco. Pancho, make a catch like you do.
Yeah, good throw, amigo. You ready, senorita?
As soon as I get the reins. All right.
Ready, Cisco. Pancho got him rope wrapped around the horn of the saddle.
Bueno. Now, up, Diablo, come on.
Go, loco.
Up there. Up there.
All together now. Ha, ha.
We do, Cisco. Oh, but that plow
gets
jerked out of the wagon.
Oh, ho there.
Oh,
ho,
ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Keep over to the right of the road, senorita.
I lift the plow back onto the wagon.
Yeah, Pancho help you. Oh, we got to watch out for the same mud hole with our wagon if we not want to get stuck.
I do not need help with a small plow like this. Oh, it's heavier than I thought.
Uh-oh, we do it together. Madre mía. It weighs as much as a grizzly bear.
Careful. Now, up under the tailboard.
I'm sorry to give you so much trouble.
Hey, look at the scraping from that plow, Pancho.
Well, it not can be. It look like gold, Cisco.
It is. Look here. And I scrape this gun side against the plow.
Oh, that's just black paint.
Hey, what's the matter back here? What are you both whispering about?
No need for a pretense, senorita, eh?
My name's Mary. Mary Corning. What do you
compañero
mean?
And I are in the same business as you are. We have some gold also.
Si, and make a very fine plow, too.
Gold? The plow? And I thought that...
Si, senorita Corny, what did you think?
Well, who are you anyway, mister?
I'm the Cisco Kid.
And I'm Pancho.
Cisco Kid? I've heard many stories about the Cisco Kid. Some say he's with the law, and some say he's wanted.
What do you say after seeing this poster?
Wanted, Cisco Kid and Pancho for theft of army gold shipment. 20,000 in gold bars.
The gold is in our wagon. We'll make several good plows that can be painted black. Pancho and I would like to exchange it for money we can use.
I see. I think I understand. You want me to take you to the place where you can make the trade.
Oh, you sabe, senorita.
Perfectly, senorita Corning.
All right, I'll take you there if you insist. I owe you something for helping out of the mud, but I'm warning you. I may be taking you to your death.
The fire in that forge is getting mighty low, Bragg. It gets cold this time of night.
Yeah, that fire's gone down for a good reason, Hawk. You know the boss don't want no light when he comes here.
I wish he'd get here and get it over with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his knock. It's him. Him and his black mask. Howdy, boss.
Go over and sit down, Bragg. I'll stay here in the shadow.
Sure, sure, like you say. Well, I'm sitting.
Well, we got the shipment off all right, boss.
I assumed you would, Hawk. I'm here on other business.
We're listening.
I've information that Army Secret Service has commissioned the Cisco Kid to uncover our golden goose.
Cisco? That raw-hiding law dog?
You know him, then. Good. I won't have to elaborate about his resourcefulness.
Well, how could he ever find out about us?
I'm only concerned about whether he does.
Well, Hawk's pretty handy with them guns he totes. And I'm mighty handy with these hands. They can bend a horseshoe or break a neck.
That stick can't think. Cisco can. Take no chances. You've both been forewarned. If he contacts you, kill him!
That Cisco will contact the smugglers is a certainty, and due to the warning of the mysterious boss, he may very well be killed. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs, and of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Vanishing Gold. Commissioned by Army Secret Service to break up a gold smuggling ring, Cisco and Pancho set out for Virginia City. En route, they assist Mary Corning in getting a freight wagon out of a mud bog and inadvertently discover she is freighting gold disguised as farm implements. Unknown to them, these implements are made by Bragg Minkler and Hawk Bradford, who are warned about Cisco by their mysterious boss. Mary agrees to take Cisco to the men who convert the gold after she delivers her freight cargo to the railroad. Now...
Can any of you troopers tell me if Captain Cummings is in his office yet?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Oh, thank you.
Better? At ease, trooper. I'll be finished reading these dispatches in a minute.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Captain.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon, miss.
I'm Mary Corning, Captain Cummings, and I...
Yes, Miss Corning? What is it?
I don't know how to say it exactly. You see, I drive the freight rig my father left me, and I've been hauling farm implements for Bragg Minkler and Hawk Bradford.
Yes, miss?
Well, to cut it short, I found out yesterday that they are the gold smugglers the Army's after.
Oh. Well, now that's very interesting, Miss Corning. Tell me, how did you find out?
Well, better than telling you, I can prove it to you. Instead of delivering your last shipment to the railroad, I left it at the livery stable.
Oh, then the proof's on the freight wagon.
Right.
Very glad you came to me with this information, Miss Corning, but what is the reason you didn't take it to the sheriff?
Because of the smuggled army gold. 20,000 in bars. The Cisco Kid has it.
The Cisco Kid? How does he fit into the picture?
He thinks I'm working with Bragg and Hawk, and he wants to meet them.
Where's Cisco now?
Well, he's waiting for me several miles out of town, hidden in Red Rock Canyon. Your men might be able to capture him and get that gold back.
Did you actually see the gold?
No.
Then you don't know for certain he does have it with him.
No, not for certain.
I have a plan. If it works, every gold smuggler in this territory will be behind bars. I don't like to ask you to do this, Miss Corning, but I will need your help.
What do you want me to do?
Take those farm implements back where they came from. At the same time, you take Cisco and Pancho.
But I thought
that... My men and I will follow you. When all the conspirators are assembled together, we'll strike. If all goes well, we'll stop the flow of vanishing gold.
Keep up with the senorita's wagon. Why are you so quiet for such a long time, Cisco? What you thinking about?
But we are riding into a trap, Pancho.
Oh, but if you think that, we not got to do it.
We do, Chico. We have to follow that senorita if we want to learn the identity of the hombre she is working with.
What makes you so sure she lead us to a trap?
The freight wagon she is driving. You can see for yourself it has not been unloaded.
Oh, see. Oh, Pancho, wonder why.
She was supposed to deliver that shipment to the railroad.
Well, that is right. Is that what she say?
Sometime last night or today, while she was in town, she received a change in orders.
Would you like to know from who she get those orders?
Well, if we knew, I think we would have the leader of this smuggling ring. Well,
Pancho, not like this. Maybe that leader give the order to dry Golchos.
No reason for that. No one except the Army Major and the Capitan knows what we are really after.
Yeah, that ranch house up ahead, that's it.
Keep going, we'll follow.
Get back here!
Yeah, caballos, go! Why she got to whip up the horses?
Why not? What difference does it make?
Well, the difference to Pancho that it seems she in a hurry to see us die.
Hey, Hawk, come here and help me with this mold.
Put down that stuff, Bragg.
Huh?
We got visitors.
Visitors? Who?
Well, see for yourself. Here, peek through the shade.
Murray Corning. That wagon ain't been unloaded.
That other wagon and the hombres climbing down off it interests me more.
Huh? Who's the big hombre?
The Cisco Kid.
Wait a minute, Wade. Don't gun him yet.
Why not? You know what the boss said.
Find out first if the gal brought anybody else. Let him come right on in here. He'll never walk out alive.
I'll stand behind the door here. As soon as Cisco comes past, I'll lay a gun barrel alongside his ear.
All right, it's open. Turn the knob instead of breaking it down.
Howdy, Bragg. Where's Hawk?
Hola, hombre. Mi compañero and I have 20,000 in gold, and we want to... Ow! Get the hombre behind the door, Pancho. I'll take this one.
You're the one that's going to get took.
We'll see, hombre. Yes, you are. Still, chop down. Fight this.
Not while I can get these paws of mine on you.
Pancho got this other coyote covered, Cisco.
Cisco, look out. The barn.
Can I break loose?
Go ahead, try to, Cisco. Go ahead, try. You'll be a flaming torch when I'm finished. Now.
No, Cisco.
No flaming torches. Today.
Bueno, Cisco, that big ox not get half what he deserve. You get over there, you coyote.
Hawk Bradford. I might have known a skunk like you would be mixed up in this kind of setup.
You got nothing on us, Cisco. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, then not what your partner, the Senorita Corning, say.
No, you're mistaken, Pancho. I'm no partner to any of you outlaws.
Hey, the Senorita got the gun on us.
I'm glad to hear it, Senorita.
Do you no good, Cisco. That's cavalry outside. Captain Cummings will be in here in a moment.
Deploy as sentries around this ranch house. If anyone attempts to escape, shoot to kill.
Drop those guns. Hurry up or I'll shoot to kill.
Oh, no. Not get nervous, Senorita.
Well, you seem to have the situation very well in hand, Miss Corning.
I meant it. Pronto.
Very well, Senorita. Pancho and I will not risk getting shot when Captain Cummings is here to explain matters.
Thank you, Miss Corning.
What you do to our gun, Senor Capitan?
Just don't make any sudden moves, any of you. As a matter of fact, I'll take your gun also, Miss Corning.
My hand!
It'll be safer over here with the others.
I don't understand. What? When I spoke to you this morning, Captain...
Of course, it all fits. The hombre the Senorita got her orders from.
Oh, that Mavory Captain Cummings is the leader of the gold smugglers.
No wonder the smugglers always had inside information about gold shipments.
Yeah, it's the boss. That's his voice, ain't it, Bragg?
Well, it sure as thunder is.
Don't tempt me, either of you. I'd as soon pull the trigger as not.
For you dirty, double-crossing hyena, after all the work we've done for you.
I've no words to waste. You know you face certain death in here for my gun. I've too much at stake to miss.
What do you aim to do?
Each of you has the opportunity to go through that door running. If you get past the soldiers out there, you're free.
But you gave them orders to shoot to kill, you snake.
So I did, didn't I? Pancho, you're first. Let's see how fast you can run. Or do you want to die here?
You dirty, yellow traitor. You think to continue your rotten thievery and sell the gold farm implements to the foreign power that seeks to control our country?
Provoke me a little more and you won't have to run that gauntlet out there, Cisco.
You stinking coward. You Benedict Arnold. Do you think I will stand here and let you send Pancho to his death?
The muzzle of this gun is pointed at the middle of your stomach. You'll die a painful death, Cisco.
Stop me. I'm stopping you. Your days of evil are over.
Oh, Madre mia. Cisco beat him up with one hand.
Oh, your arm is bleeding. Here, let me help you.
Oh, you're not going nowhere, you maverick. Captain Pancho trip you.
The guns, Pancho. Senorita Mary, get them before those coyotes do.
Yes.
Oh, Pancho got them all right, Cisco.
You would like to be able to run through that door, Captain Cummings, so that your own men would shoot you. That would be an easy way out for you. But you will live to be court-martialed. And together with these other bandidos, answer to the law for your crimes.
This garrison has been assembled to give recognition to the Cisco Kid and to Pancho. For acts of bravery and heroism in line of duty. Their actions as civilians out of uniform almost balances the treachery of a member of our armed forces while in uniform. Miss Corning will now present the medals of valor. Squadron, present arms.
Troops, raise
Miss Corning?
I don't know of anyone more deserving of the honor, Pancho.
Oh, gracias, senorita. For one time, Pancho really a hero. Oh, Pancho not expect to get a kiss on his cheek, senorita. Muchas gracias.
You're welcome, Pancho. And as for you, Cisco, this medal tells you how much the army thinks of you.
Gracias, senorita.
But what I think of you is better expressed like this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Oh, Cisco.
Sí, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, this time we almost get to be really rich hombres. Oh, really rich, no?
What do you mean, Chico?
You know, that the $20,000 for a little while. Oh, it belonged to us.
I am glad that money is back where it belongs. And that those bandidos are where they belong.
And it not belong before your arm will all be better, huh?
Yeah, that is right. That was not a serious wound.
Well, Pancho not mind losing that money as much as Uncle Jose mind losing his money.
Your Uncle Jose lost his money?
Oh, si. He lose money on everything Cousin Ernesto make.
Well, what did Cousin Ernesto make?
Mistakes.
Ah, oh, Pancho!
Oh, si.
A diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.